You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, what do we have now? I can feel the weight of the world pushing down on me. I can't bob my head to this. I can take no part of this. I'm mad that you're juking in the booth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 3. We made it through all the way to the reunion, Part 1. I've got the lovely Cameron in studio with me, and I'm actually in studio this week, so everybody's really excited about that. Yeah. And then there's Jesse in the booth, who may not be able to be my friend right now because he was just juking to that horrible song. And of course, as usual, we got four crazy chicks to talk about some more crazy stuff. We were missing Miss Jacqueline Lurita.
So we're going to talk about that.
I think we're going to start there because I want to pour one out for Jackie. Because she just straight didn't show up.
So supposedly she didn't want to be on the show, and then there's blog stuff about her breaking contract.
Yeah.
Divulging a possible plot storyline for the next season.
Yeah. Season 4 stuff, as Teresa said. That's season 4 stuff. Why we can't talk about right now, right? Right? All right. So, Jackie, we missed you. Wish you were there, because I would love to get your take on some of this stuff, too. But, obviously, we launch in. Poor Andy sitting in the middle of crazy, crazy, crazy. I don't know what's going on with Teresa, but she looked damn good to me. I thought she looked great.
Can we please talk about the metal plate?
Thank you. On her
I think it's amazing. I love it. I actually always agree with Courtney on almost everything.
Mentally there. However, I gotta say, Teresa, this is the best Teresa's looked all damn season. Like, that hair is...
The hair is slick. She didn't wear any other jewelry for real, so that's why the sparkle on the chest doesn't bother me.
It looks huge,
but it looks very like tribal. It looks like she's like Cleopatra Jersey style.
Maybe she should have pulled her hair back then.
I like the hair.
Yeah, it looks like
it's a hint to the armor. The hair. Maybe I'm so mad.
I love it. I just love it. And it sparkles so bright. And I like how she made sure her split was open. Everybody could see her leg. Like, it was doing... She was doing 12 much, and I like it.
The Italian...
It works for me.
Emma Frost from X-Men.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. So now that we're on the dress code... So you don't like Melissa's outfit?
I think Melissa here. No, this is what I'm saying. Okay, this is what I'm gonna say about Melissa's outfit. The dress is a great dress, boo. But that's Black Halo. It's been in the stores for like 2 years now. I'm over it. It was boring. You got great earrings on. If they're real, I think they're fabulous. They sparkle. They're shiny. It's great. But I'm like, you could have done more than that. Like, and if you're trying to be the I'm meek and sweet, like that's bullshit. We know you are just as Zsa Zsa as freaking Teresa. So put on a nice. Everybody else, put on a gown. Don't put on your dang I'm gonna go to the office dress. That's I'm sorry. Well, she got a big sneh on that one.
I'm actually wondering if they obviously do their own makeup on the show.
So
I'm looking at, I think when they do their little like confessional pieces, I think the camera crew has a makeup team for them as well as this reunion, because watch the difference of Teresa's cheeks every day versus those shots.
And the tan looks a lot better. Yeah. And they had a little discussion with Andy about the tan thing.
Do you stain the sheets?
I did wonder that. It doesn't come off in the sheets at all?
No. Okay. This is... Last year for Halloween, I was Pauly D. And...
And if you don't know, that requires some tan on poor Jesse. Yes.
So there's this thing, it's called like the Snookerizer. Mm-hmm. And it's this this bronze gun.
It's called the Snookerizer?
Snookerizer. Or maybe I'm... Okay. It's Snooky and Rising and mixed together somehow.
Okay.
But basically, you take this thing and you shoot yourself with it and it sprays you this... Actually, it was really cool. Like, it does, you know, most tanning things, it blotches you. And mm-hmm. No, perfectly bronzed, no sparkles in it, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Dried right away. I put on a white t-shirt directly afterwards. So,
you know what it is?
Know what is?
Like, what the product actually is? Like, what I chemical got it, from... it is or what it is? Because, like, you spray that stuff all over your body. Your skin is your biggest organ.
That is very true.
And you just spray it on, you don't know what it is.
Wait, do you know what it is?
I don't know. Oh. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I was walking around fabulous for like 2 days.
Because I always wonder, because it's all stinky and it's weird. And no, I wonder if
this
it's
was
like...
odorless. If
really?
Yep. If I used a soap, it would come off. But like, I could wash my hands, and it didn't. Like, I didn't have like pale hands, so I can imagine what they're using. I'm sure.
You wonder that does it?
Like, mine was from like Sally Hansen.
Yeah, or something. Like, what is this that they're sucking into their skin? Like, none other. I will say, I think Maria Menounos was queen of the perfect spray tan. Like, however she pulled it off, she would spray tan, and she gave my friend instructions one time on how to do it. Because my friend was wondering for her wedding, like, how to do it. And Maria sent her, like, full-on instructions on how to do it. I was like, all power to y'all. It's like, you got to deal with your spray tan the way I have to deal with this bro, so I'm not mad. But I don't know what that chemical is. I would be a little bit nervous to be spraying it all over and whatnot. But obviously, Teresa is not, because she sprayed it all on. And all of them spray it on, too. And they were quite co-signing, like, oh, now, yeah, it doesn't come off in the sheets. Everything is great. So they were all fabulous and whatnot. So then I guess we didn't finish our fashion evaluation. Caroline wore black. Big surprise. Nice hair, I guess. She looks all right. I don't really care. Kathy wore green, my favorite color. I kind of don't care about her either.
I feel like she always sticks with green.
She does. That's kind of her color, I think. That's
Mother
her.
Earth.
Yeah. Trying to be.
Jade.
I don't know, but she's... I don't know. I don't know. This reunion felt painful to me.
Yeah, it was stomach wrenching. That's what I tweeted earlier. Painful. Like, I had something to do.
So they start out, okay, obviously they talked about Jackie not being there and Teresa got stank real fast and her attitude is just awful. Like, just, she is an angry biznatch right now. And everything that comes out of her is just angry, and she can't complete sentences and she can't complete threats when she's like talking about. So they start talking about her book and they start calling her out on a few things on a book. And what does she say to Andy? Andy, you're writing a book, right? When you write a book, you write.
Bring it, baby.
What is that? Teresa, you're lost.
Well, Jesse called it last. I mean, she has to make money. And I get it. She has to make money. So, but I mean, is all this drama, that's what I tweeted. I said, are the sales really worth the self-imposed character assassination?
Yeah.
Her own character assassination.
And is it real? Like, is this real? Because it's so elevated and so seemingly unnecessary to me, because it just seems so out of pocket. Like, and her anger, obviously we don't know what happened in season four, but the conflict between her and Caroline in this reunion was just like, where is this? Why? This energy is too much. Like, why are you guys just building this up to continue to have a show? Like, who? Why? Because they don't seem like the kind of people, like, at some point they'd be like, fuck it.
Well, it makes sense to me, because, you know, it's been seemingly consistent with Caroline that she honors and respects loyalty. Friendship, I'm sure, but there's loyalty, you know, and that's what she talks about, being Italian. So I don't know if she was necessarily really friends with Teresa.
Was she ever?
Just
really?
An acquaintance. And I think she extended her friendship or the love for her sister, and that was her good friend, because Teresa and Dina are supposed to be good friends.
And they're still friends.
And
right
then, of
now.
Course, Jacqueline, you know, is kind of Miss Sabaho, so... You know, Jacqueline was another person who would stand up for Teresa and, you know, be there for her. And
So, okay, but okay, so let's talk this book thing. Yeah. So they had all the insults in the book that we already kind of talked about last week when, or yeah, the finale episode aired. So, okay, Caroline's not mad for real about being called 1/16th Italian. I kind of, yeah, because they talked about how that was on Rachel Ray and that. So I kind of get, okay, that had a place. I see where that came from as a joke. But she's really upset about the whole like car wash, naked car wash thing. Is that really that big of a deal? I mean, it is kind of a dumb idea. I mean, like, sketchy idea. Like, is it really that offensive to be like, it's kind of bogus he was going to get strippers at the car wash, but, you know, to each his own. Like, she was being a little snarky, but is it enough to be like, don't you mess with my children? Don't you talk about my, like, is it that big of a deal? Why? I don't, everything seems way more unnecessarily elevated to me over some silly shit. It seems really silly to me.
This is my comment. I don't like to go after people, but I like to finish things. If you're going to start something, if you're going to shit talk, you know, then we'll finish it. And for all this shit talking that Teresa does, I mean, at some point, Carolyn goes, okay, let's really break it down. You want to talk about children?
But she's got little Gia. Kids. She's got little kids, though.
Gia alone by herself.
But Gia can sing and write her own songs. I don't know why you're trying to act like.
In that case, so can Melissa.
We all know Melissa did not write her own song. Her white boyfriend from the church came and wrote the song for her, and then she brought in her black producers
to spruce it up.
To spruce it up so that she knew how to work it on stage. I don't know. But even in the whole like thing, Melissa was very like, I don't understand why Teresa has to be like this. And Teresa, you should understand that you don't need to do. And I didn't marry for money. How could you say that? I love my husband. You know me. I didn't buy any of it. It all seems fake to me and it's all gross. And I hate, like, I get that Teresa's a hot mess. Like, I'm not arguing that she's not a hot mess. I'm not comfortable. And I didn't like when Caroline, like, launched into the whole, like, you blasphemed these people to the United States. Like,
to the whole country.
No, she didn't. She was talking shit, just like they were talking shit about her. Like, it was all very, to me, I thought they were all shit talking each other, and Melissa seemed just as shady to me as Teresa, and Teresa just kind of elevated because she's in an unfortunate position. But I just didn't get their energy. All was like, oh, we're all anti-Teresa, and we're all going to, like, and we're going to be perfect. And I just felt like Melissa was not being sincere. Kathy seemed like she was being fairly sincere. But she's always like the non-quotient. It's like you could be more, but you just, I don't know. I don't like it. I didn't like it.
I thought Melissa was playing it smart. Because number one, that's still your sister-in-law. Number two, she's going to trip on her own feet. Obviously, she's looking. That's what I was telling Phil. I mean, even if it's all that contrived, she just makes herself look even dumber. And I said this before. She just looks dumber than I thought she was.
But she looks so angry. Yeah. Why is she so angry?
I think she's tired of defending her family. I don't know. Because there's still some allusion to problems in her marriage. You know,
they didn't
Catholics
even get to talk about
divorce.
That. I wish they were talking about that. Can we talk about where Juicy Joe is hanging out with the hoes? Can
we
get to that?
I like her deflection of the whole bankruptcy fraud thing.
And
I can't
talk
about it.
She acts like she can't, but she can't finish sentences. Like and then the funniest part was when Andy was like, well, do you know how much you have to pay back? And she was like, oh, I'm not sure. It's like, whatever. He goes, well, you might want to find that out. Like, how do you not know how much you have to pay back
or
for your bankruptcy?
Or make a plan.
Like,
how are you thinking about paying that back?
Like, what are you doing? Oh, I guess we'll talk about that in a minute. Well, I don't know. Like, that's not really, okay. She's on Celebrity Apprentice, obviously. That's been released. And we kind of talked about that last week, didn't we? Or did we just,
no,
that was
know.
The news and
Sorry.
Gossip, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Sorry. Okay. I don't remember. Either way, she's on the cast and it's official for Celebrity Apprentice. I just have one question, though. Aren't they working for charity? Is she her own charity?
Ooh.
Because the whole point of Celebrity Apprentice is that they're raising money for charities. Do they? I mean, I guess they get paid a little something, but.
Maybe it's a cooking.
It's for migrant.
Yo, they probably started some kind of LLC to like funnel the money into so that they can continue to pay back.
It's for Italians that need political asylum.
Hey. She needs political asylum. She needs a regular asylum to get her life together. But yeah, so they have the book drama. Caroline's obviously severely pissed off. about the book and a million other things apparently that we can't know about, which is also kind of annoying as to why they're taping season four, because they've got all this drama and baggage that's really going on that we have no. So we're like coming off of that, like, you're mad at a book and she's mad at this. And it's obviously much more than that. And they delve into one other big issue, I guess, was the christening. And they had a lot of viewer questions about, you know, whatever. And I thought it was nice that Melissa actually admitted that she does recognize that her husband was much more to fault for, like, the bigger drawing it out and making it bigger. And I was wondering, I feel like Joe, Juicy Joe, gets a bad rep.
That's what I said.
Because
he's D3D, but I mean, I don't blame him. Yeah. I think it's all Teresa.
And I think that, like, he, whatever he's doing business-wise, he obviously didn't do so well. But I actually believed when Teresa's talking about, like, how the family's kind of coming around, like, oh, well, what are you doing? Or what are you, I got family like that. So I know, like, they're grand. And then Melissa made the comment, like, so you're saying that we go to Joe for financial advice? Like, no, probably not now. But they obviously admitted that Teresa was the reason that her brother Joe was able to start his business. She gave him money for it. And to act like that they had no, obviously they're all in, like, construction and, like, flipping houses. Like, they all were kind of in the same business. And to act like suddenly, like, Juicy Joe had no whatever and nobody gave a dang about what he was doing and what, I think that's crap. And I think Teresa's, I am trying to figure out why she's so angry. And I've decided that it's because people are trying to act brand new now. Like, oh, you're trying to act like we weren't there when you were starting out and helping you do this because we failed now and we're doing our thing.
Maybe it's more because they don't have a problem with Juicy Joe. They have a problem with her because I've never heard them say anything about Joe. It's all about her.
Well, they did like, didn't like Joe. Joe's and Joe's did not like each other.
Well, and that's also the father issue too. That's part of the whole christening blow-up.
Which is also stupid. Yeah. When they said he's mad because he tells his dad that he works too much and doesn't spend time with him, that's enough to, like, start screaming and fighting about?
Well, I think Teresa fell closer to the tree than Joe Gorgon did.
No. Oh, well. Either way, I just, I don't know. This reunion was kind of all over the place, and they were just, I don't know. But we did get the little bit of Juicy. We already kind of talked about Juicy. I keep saying Juicy. A little bit of a hint of some other things going on under the surface with the Caroline and Dina-ness, and a little sprinkle of Danielle came in the picture, which also made me question Melissa Gorga. Talking about, oh, we didn't really talk. We just Facebooked a couple times. Why were you communicating with her at all? Because you know you knew what was going on the show and what was going on because you wanted to be on the show. So don't front like you didn't want to. And you were communicating with Danielle during this time frame. That seems shady to me. And I want to know why Caroline and Dina aren't talking. And what's backstabbing? What would a sister have backstabbed her on to the point where she won't talk to her at all no more, but she continues to talk to Teresa? But Teresa's hot garbage.
Well, supposedly there's a Twitter from Dina that she's not talking to her sister. It's just that she's not making any of it public. She just doesn't want to be in the drama, supposedly. Sorry. That's her last Twitter.
That's supposedly. Her last tweet. I don't know. Seems suspicious to me because Caroline kind of swallowed her words when she brought up Dina. She was like, that's not it. I think you're lying, Caroline.
Well, there's Andy brought up, the, you know, I guess what's the divide or what caused the divide, and Caroline just stared at her and she said, "Yeah, I'm looking at you."
Teresa? Does Teresa really have that much power in these people's lives? Like, who
Obviously,
cares?
She's a mess. She drugged her smart, intelligent husband into bankruptcy.
Oh, he wasn't smart. He was just a hard worker, probably.
I think that they were naive.
No, they just didn't know what giving
in the sense of. Because remember last week we read a tweet from Teresa saying, you know, I thought these people were my friends and they went and talked behind my back. I honestly believe she genuinely felt that way. Like,
no.
I don't think she's conniving in a sense. I really don't think she's conniving, like, how am I going to get these? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think she's a little up in the head.
She's delusional. No. She doesn't live in the same reality.
And I do think that that's why, exactly what you're saying, Courtney, the anger came out of Teresa in the sense of, here I am, and we've given so much to you, and you're not giving anything back, or at least stating.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a little bit of childishness, too, with her. Like, you know, she's totally probably the one that was like, well, I'm on the show. Like, I'm doing big things, and this is my thing. I don't want you guys. Like, this is my thing. And I personally, I mean, no, it's not the best attitude to have, but I understand it. Like, you don't always want, I mean, there's some things I do. I don't want my family rolling up on. Like, you know, you just kind of, let's keep that over there. I'm going to do my thing here. And for all we know, she knew Joe was having little struggles long before. We knew publicly, and she was like, this is my bread and butter. I got to push this as much as I can, because, I mean, what else would she really do? Wear a gown at a random restaurant and guide people to their seats? So, I don't know.
Yeah, her human barometer's off.
Yeah, and I feel bad, because I do believe she is kind of naive and sad, but it just looks sad. She looks bad, and she can't articulate in her anger at all, like, whatever point she's trying to make, which I don't necessarily know that she has a point.
I'm sure she feels ganged up on, too.
And that's her cousin and supposed to be your sister-in-law. And, oh, well, I don't know. It was all just kind of depressing. And it's like watching. It's sort of like the train wreck has gotten too much of a wreck, like to the point where there's like people's arms and body parts have thrown around. And I don't want to look anymore. It's uncomfortable.
We just got to wonder, like, what kind of atmosphere there is now between Teresa's, well, not that Teresa's family is that huge, but them and the Manzos.
I have no idea.
Because, you know, Caroline's kids are as aggressive as she is.
Yeah, they're like, we're done with her. And it's not a joke. Like, they...
I mean, watch Ashley fly back from the West Coast. Watch out.
She gonna pull your hair, girl. And it's gonna hurt for real, because that's not no extension.
Which brings
that's
up another real quick thing. Like, the whole Ashley, you know, tweeting and always on the phone and Ashley getting to Twitter wars or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she kind of takes after her mom, I guess. Apparently, Jacqueline's a big... twatter. And I like Jacqueline. I do. It's just this whole Twitter thing, and I guess she called Teresa scum. She actually used the word scum.
And how many times did Ashley say, I'm just like you, Mom. I just do the same things you do. You're just as immature as I am. So,
well, that's what happens when kids have kids, and I get it. I mean, but still, that's no excuse to talk to your mom like that. I backhand you with quickness.
Somebody still needs to. Make you bleed. Somebody still needs to. That's kind of sad. It's all sad. Everybody's sad. Like, it's the most... like, I want to see drama. I want to see drama in the room, but this is, like, bad. Like, what else are we... I don't even want to... How do you continue to discuss this and pretend, like... it's like you're watching lives fall apart, but for real.
That, and it's like, I don't know, I've started watching all the other Housewives now.
You've joined the club.
Oh, God, AfterBuzz. But with this, I think it's really sad because it's really one big family, and they're all really connected, whereas, like, I started watching Beverly Hills.
Oh, Lord.
The thing with that one is that...
I haven't seen.
They're just friends.
They're
just,
right. And they ain't even friends for real.
No, exactly. But that's what makes it entertaining, especially this season, because it's like they're just forced to be together and it's just perfect. However, you know, again, watching, they do have one of the girls' names, Kyle, and her sister, Kim.
Oh, Kim's a mess.
And Kim's a mess. And watching that on television, it brings that sadness. Like, when it starts being about families...
yeah,
that's sad, and it's like you have three of them up on the stage right now are related to each other, and you know, Caroline is basically like the mom, so it's just one big family that's a mess, and you know that they're all gonna stick together because they are Italian, they have that bond, and it's like you just want to reach in and help them and be like,
come out of the dirt. Yes, like I really want to tell Teresa, boo boo, it's okay, like you don't have to be so angry,
Teresa,
and just don't talk, like. Just don't, like, maybe she needs a translator, like somebody that goes with her, and like when she gets upset and wants to say something, she communicates.
Like, don't
they have
publicists?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think Teresa can afford a publicist.
Really, on the book or the book sales?
I mean, Bravo probably definitely has one.
Yeah,
but I mean, they like it obviously because it sells.
Well, obviously, her and Melissa are sharing the same stylist and the same makeup artist. Maybe that's funded by the show.
They found somebody in Jersey to hook it up. I don't know, but I want her to stop. And I wish Kathy was, like, a stronger personality for me. Because I feel like Kathy could help better if she was, like, not so.
I wish she would just hold on to her mom role and realize that she doesn't need this show. Quit.
But does she really? But you don't think she needs it?
Rich has enough money. You don't
need it. They have $8 million. Oh, you're talking about Rich.
Good person.
Okay, got it.
Be a good person.
Okay, you're talking about Kathy. I thought you were talking about Teresa.
Oh, she needs it.
Teresa needs it bad. Like, why do that to your cousin? Do you know she need it more than you do? Y'all fine. Just go on, lead the show. Let her have some fake drama with fake people that she don't care about for real.
But you brought it up. You said, you know, you don't want your family. But see, there's a family. And don't make me look stupid. I'm related to you. Yeah. I got to answer for you. I have to answer as to why you're so dumb.
Yeah. But then she was calling her dumb.
I would too.
To everybody. But you can't do that to your family. Because she's falling apart. It's different. It's like kicking somebody when they're down. But you're kicking her when she's down. She's obviously low. Like, we know this is probably the lowest.
That's the problem, though. Don't act like you're not down there.
But I don't think that's fair. Like, I think that she should. It is beautiful that she is continuing to, like they said, like, she's smiling through it all. Do we know? I don't know her. So maybe in her real life, she is fully aware and like, okay, this sucks, but we're gonna get through it. And on camera, she's like, I'm on camera. This is what I have to do to be on camera to keep it interesting, and this is what I'm gonna do. It takes a lot. Like, if my husband is like being rumored and photographed cheating on me, we withdrew our bankruptcy. So I used to be absolved of this, but we withdrew the bankruptcy. So now I am actually responsible for this. $8 million to pay back. He can't get out. What are you gonna do? Where's he gonna work?
No, and don't get it twisted. She didn't pull out, or she didn't undo the bankruptcy because of him. She was being nailed
to four too. She could end up in jail. And I like how she like was like, "No, Annie, jail. Where'd you hear that? Boo, that's federal filing." Like,
but I agree. You know,
you don't want her to be like a crap like this. Like,
but the problem is, don't step on other people's backs like that. Especially the only people that were actually backing you up.
Well, that's what we think is happening.
Right.
I just don't believe that's the case.
Right.
Because it is so out of puzzle. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, could she just be a straight evil trick? Maybe.
Well, but Joe, I don't think that. Right? Joe, when they were shooting at the at that country house, they went to visit or whatever.
Oh, yeah, where they were shooting stuff.
Yeah, the Catskills, something like that.
Yeah.
And Joe said it because I can't, Teresa's going to do what she's going to do. I can't control her at all. He actually said it, and that was a great hint. I mean, poor thing.
But that doesn't mean she does evil things to family and friends.
Right, but just because you don't intend, right? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I mean, maybe. But aren't we also supposed to know people for who they are and accept them for who they are?
Well, and I think Carol, out of everybody, Caroline does, but she...
There's a limit.
I think at this point, yeah, she's getting a little fed up. But when they went on their vacation, she made the best point in saying, you know, Teresa is who she is. And, you know, thank God there's only one of them. But the thing that bothers me with Caroline is, you know better. So why can't you bring it to the forefront or to the table? Or maybe she has, and maybe Teresa took offense to that, and that's why she wrote that in her book, like...
Yeah.
You know, Caroline shouldn't have been saying
that. I just feel like, Caroline just totally, to me, she's not stepping up to who she normally is. And I feel like she over-dramatized some stuff and is feeding into the drama too, which is strange. But right now, we'll have to come back with some more drama from Jersey. We're going to cut to a commercial break real quick, and we'll be back.
Divide that is going to carry the series?
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Down, 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 down.
Boom.
And we're back. So we cut it off at a good point, I guess. You know, Caroline, big question mark. Teresa, another question mark. Reunion part one. I hope that reunion part two. I don't know. I mean, I guess I expect some kind of closure, and I don't know that I'm going to get it.
How can there be if they're already filming?
Because they're filming season four, and there's all kinds of drama we don't know anything about. I don't like this.
Is Caroline holding back because the filming in the contract, and is she holding back out of respect to Jacqueline's feelings or to Dina's feelings because of the alluded drama that they're having with Dina?
I just want to know. I hope that they air season 4 right after Atlanta, which is, yeah. I hope that, because I can speak English right now. I feel like Teresa. I would like for the season to envelope me and make me excited. So we got Atlanta coming up, like, in the beginning of November, which I'm kind of excited about.
Are you going to do
Atlanta? Are we going to do Atlanta?
Let's do it. Can I be on it?
That's my favorite Housewives out of all.
It has been, but see, I'm concerned, because just like with freaking Jersey, like, I'm worried to where these people are going in their worlds. Just like Nene last season.
Candy got long hair.
She was my favorite, and she's become a horrible human being.
No, Nene was my... I agree.
And she's become a horrible human being. Yeah.
Like, now Kim's my favorite.
It's been disgusting. Well, Kim and Nene were kind of tied for me, I guess. Because they were funny, especially when they were together.
Was I wrong for liking Lisa?
Yes.
Really?
You would.
I mean, she ain't even on the show anymore. She was great, but, like, I liked her because her husband was hot, not because she was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I used to see her around. I guess that's why.
She was a cool chick. Like, don't get me wrong. She's old as heck and looks great, and her husband was so...
I wanted her to pop Nene.
Her husband had the bottom of gods. Well, technically, we're not, like, off topic. We're talking about Housewives, and we got to talk about predictions and whatnot. And we can't really predict anymore with Jersey because they've effed it up with a new season and new drama. So they're not going to give us any real conclusion for whatever. But we'll talk about it again next week. But I want to talk some more about Atlanta real quick. So this is sort of news and gossip. I know we're jumping all over, but I got distracted and confused by Phil. So... We're trying to keep this rolling.
Sorry, I had to check on my mic.
So, this is not like news and gossip for like Jersey specifically, but for the Housewives franchise, they finally gave Kim her own show.
What?
Wait a minute.
Kim Zolciak will be having her own show.
That's where it all comes down.
It is.
That
all
is
going
the 17th
down.
Sign.
That's like, what's her name? Aubrey O'Day. When she left Danny DeCane and got her own show. Where is she now?
With a choreographer giving her psychological advice.
Wasn't that a hot mess? Aubrey, I wonder if she lost any weight, though, because she was, like, working hard and whatever. Okay, anyway, that has nothing to do with
it. Kim got a show?
She didn't lose any weight. Kim got a show.
She didn't need to lose weight.
She did. Yes, she did. Aubrey? Yes, she did.
Yeah, she was a little chunkster. Well, speaking of that, Dina, I guess, is on some other show.
Yeah, Dina has an HGTV show. Oh. Have you ever watched it? It's pretty boring. She, like, puts together parties for people, and she's very like, I love parties. I can make you look really rich. This is great. So whatever, it's cute. She did a baby shower last week. It was cute. With some bricks. Or not bricks. She made, like, big blocks of letters.
Well, I liked your tweet about... is the only entrepreneurial option they have for real clothing line.
I would love. And I don't, is this something, and I can't, you know, I can't speak for all
or
people
wig line.
Of color.
Wig, line.
Wig lines are big. But really,
well,
like.
Kim has a wig line, right?
Yeah,
right.
Supposedly. Does it even exist in retail yet at all? Who knows? But I just don't understand. Like, these people, I call it new money because it is, for the most part. I mean, Kim might have had some old money somewhere, but I'm pretty sure it was new money. And why is that they can't come up with any other ideas than making clothing lines and jewelry lines? Is there nowhere else to invest entrepreneurially?
There is, but it's just that's
it's
the quickest.
It's
thing.
No, it's bullshit culture that makes us believe that we need to be in front of like it's glamorous to like have a fashion line. I have fashion line. I have shoe line. I have jewelry line. Go make some real money, okay? And that way you won't be losing your houses, Atlanta Housewives. And Teresa Giudice. Like,
that would take homework.
That would take work. That's the reality. The glamorous stuff, people come at you like, ooh, would you rep my whatever?
And that's the point. She signed on for quick money.
I don't know. I was depressed. But anyway, Kim does have a new show. They're going to follow. Supposedly, it's going to follow the, because she just had the baby with Croy. And that's so weird. And like, you know how she's supposed to be like 32?
Do you think that was inseminated?
Yes.
You think it was inseminated?
You really think she's 32 years old?
Dude,
no, I'm talking about the baby.
We're all over the place. We're like, do you think she's 32? Is she pregnant? Like, is she intimidated?
Is he straight?
I mean, they're together supposedly still, and they're supposed to be getting married, which is why she has a show, because they're supposed to, like, follow the...
There's some Hollywood they're couple supposed to get that married. Are still together that we tweet about all the time.
Well...
I'm not naming names.
Nonetheless, we're supposed to get a wedding from Miss Kim next month in November, and I assume they're filming right now because it's supposed to be like.
Oh, so that, is that the show is based upon?
I think, from what I understand, they're doing like a little bit, kind of how they did with Bethany at first, like Bethany getting married, right. Like okay, following up to the actual wedding and nuptials, whatever. And then if it sort of catches on, I'm sure it'll get.
They
like,
did that with one of the bad girls, and she got married. The one I liked, Flo. When Flo got married, they did a short little.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Was like Flo a, got married.
Like, maybe like, yeah.
Did she marry a girl?
No.
No, no.
I thought she was gay.
I remember I brought her ethnicity up. She married another one of her ethnicity. A guy, he was all right.
Is it like Ecuadorian?
No.
Wasn't she Russian? I thought she was like middle, like Eastern European.
No, no, it's so, like South American.
No.
No,
no, Eastern European.
She's Eastern European.
It's not Lebanese. It'll come up. But anyway, she had a small little show before she got married up to. Because she was pregnant once she got married.
Sorry, Flo.
She had a baby.
Missed that. Good for her. I hope she's not. Beaten up.
And I don't think it was intimidated, but.
Well, I laughed because I was watching Wendy Williams today, and of course, she was talking about Kim's new show, and she totally mocked. She was like, why is this 25-year-old man marrying this 39-year-old woman who has two kids and they have another baby on the way? Like, why do people want to give up their freedom
quick
like that?
Money.
And I was like, laughing because technically Kim is supposed to be like 32, not 39.
So, is Nene pissed that she got her own show?
I'm sure Nene's pissed. I'm sure.
Probably furious.
But what sucks is that Nene could have gotten her own show if she hadn't turned into an asshole.
Yeah. No, I would have much preferred. I don't really want to watch Kim get married. I would have much preferred Nene and Kim
doing a goofy, silly show with them being stupid together.
Like Thelma and Louise.
Exactly. I would have loved that. They could have been like on the road going to like new places and I would have watched it.
I would have watched Nene, like a show of her getting to know her dad or whatever that crap was.
I might have watched that.
Because it showed her as a human person.
That was kind of dramatic, but I might have watched it. I probably would have peeped the first episode at least.
Yeah.
There has to be some kind of like snarky, like, what are we talking about? And they need to be drinking and talking smack about somebody to make it interesting. Mm-hmm. But either way, that's our next roll into The Housewives of Atlanta will be here November 6th. So I guess we might be joining that land of commentary. And until next week, we will have final commentary on New Jersey. And I hope something positive comes out of next week's reunion because otherwise it's just one big tragedy and I don't know how I feel
and
about
that. And a diamond breastplate.
It was Swarovski crystals.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.